Spellbound is a femtastical, actual play D&D podcast. It follows the adventures of Princess Thea, the human sorceress played by Lydia Miller.
Being a hero isn't about necessarily starting fights. Sometimes it's about protecting people from fights.
Delalia, the elven ranger, played by Kelsey Botwinick-Caruza.
Why is any of this happening to us in the first place? We're just normal people.
Felix, the gnome fighter, played by Rebecca Munoz.
And maybe the gods are in just as much trouble as we are.
And me, your dungeon master, Emma Carter. Welcome, listeners. Although we might look like a child-friendly podcast, Spellbound contains adult language and themes. See the content warning in the episode notes. If you're new to the podcast, or maybe you just need a refresher on what's happened so far, visit emmakcarter.com/story-so-far. You can also find a list of characters we've met so far and bios for the players and their player characters at emmakcarter.com/spellbound. Spellbound is brought to you by our wonderfully supportive patrons on Patreon. Special shout out to our newest patron, Wizard Lucas. Thank you so much, Wizard Lucas, for becoming a top-tier patron of the podcast. Our patrons get to enjoy special bonus content, including access to our Discord, which is new, first look at new artwork, bonus audio content that includes some of our pregame discussions, as well as a bonus episode that just dropped last week, and the wedding video of Lydia's meowage to her cat Yasa, and more. If you like what you hear, consider becoming a patron today and check out our various tier options at patreon.com/spellpod. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. First episode of season 2, baby. And on a Monday, too. Monday is our new release day. I have a new full-time job that I started back in February, so I'm needing to make some adjustments to balance out my workload. You also might notice that the episodes are going to be a little bit shorter moving forward, closer to an hour than some of our past episodes, which were almost 2 hours long. These are just a couple of small changes to make everything a little bit more manageable. Before we jump back in, just a few announcements. First, we have a live stream event scheduled for Saturday, August 21st, time TBD. Kelsey will be DMing a one-shot for Lydia, Rebecca, and I. That was one of the pieces of bonus content our patrons unlocked earlier this year. And that same weekend is Planet Comic-Con in Kansas City, so the next day, Sunday, August the 22nd, Kelsey will be part of a podcasting panel at Comic-Con representing Spellbound. That's at 3:30 p.m. So if you're going to be in town for Comic-Con, definitely stop by. I'm going to try to be there too, and maybe we can say hi to each other. Since this is the start of a new season, I'm going to give a little bit longer recap to start us off. So, when last we left our heroes, on the night of the Springtide Festival, Princess Thea, the wild magic sorceress, Delalia, the elven ranger, and Felix, the gnome fighter, crossed paths in the kingdom of Highgard, and almost immediately their fates became intertwined. Together, they traveled to the hidden city of Silvail and saved Princess Thea's brother from a corrupt cultist, accepted a quest from the goddess Kildora to plant her god seed in a safer forest, defeated the Oni that was terrorizing Felix's hometown of Wonder Trundle, rescuing 3 children in the process, and uncovered the truth behind the death of Felix's fiancée, all the while making new friends and enemies along the way. Now each one possesses a special connection to a deity of the realm. Currently, our heroes are headed to the North Wood, where they hope to plant Kildora's god seed and free Delalia from the goddess's power, which threatens to overcome her. But the mysterious and powerful sorceress, Zendaya, has other plans for them. Will they complete their quest in time, or will Zendaya's minions dispose of them once and for all? Let's find out. I will see you in the story.
Okay, so here's my theory.
So in the last episode that was that we did during breakfast, like Dashing said, the, you know, I don't have any magic. And we were like, well, I was like, well, maybe you do. And he's like, no, but like, ladies are like irresistible. Like, I'm irresistible to ladies. Like, that's my magic. I have that charm. And like, he's like, and I have my blonde hair. And like, at first I was like, okay, go fuck yourself. Like, this guy is full of himself. But then I thought about it and I'm like, hang on, neither the king nor the queen have blonde hair. Why does this boy have blonde hair? And the only other person I could think of that we have heard of so far in canon is Rhaegal, who, one of the only physical descriptions you've given me of this guy is that he is blonde and one of his domains is beauty. So... Oh, I feel stupid saying it now, especially because she's just so not so making much any expression. I am like feeling less and less confident with this.
It's really hard not to smile. It's really hard to have a serious stone face.
I believed it. I thought I was like offending you. But okay, so my theory is, could Dashing possibly be related to Rhaegal somehow? Like, it, like, actually, like, did the sun god have a baby with the wishing star? Because like
both of those are stars.
Both of those are stars. And then also like the king, like she was like, the humans were so like, you know, humans are so wrapped up in their whole, you know, they need a prince thing and everything. So maybe, I don't know. And then like, why we never actually thought about it, like discussed it, but why did Tarwater tried to kill Dashing in the first place? Like, why did he have to kill Dashing? Dashing doesn't have any magic. Thea's the one with magic. Why did he kidnap Dashing? He's like the most useless out of the two.
On that one, I said he is useless. I said I think that he was kidnapped because to get Thea. And that,
but why not?
Tarwater was trying to get Thea. Because otherwise, why would you have dragged someone all the way there? There's people.
Or maybe he just needed the bloodline of the wishing star.
And maybe.
And my brother put himself out there with the jackal wares like a dum dum. Mm-hmm. This is where you cue Dashing going, hey!
I'm not a dum dum.
But also, why was Hilda taken from Highgard? Like, what's going on in Highgard that makes people go there and take people?
Mm-hmm.
No one's taken people from Luminary or Cyrene
that we know of.
Also, this is one we haven't discussed yet. I'm really curious about Hilda because she was targeted by the jackalwares too.
She's definitely not really Hilda. She's going to try to kill us.
She got cornered by the jackalwares, but then she also got taken by the Oni. And the Oni, I'm assuming, I don't know. It is. You guys haven't heard the ending yet, but it is canon that the Oni worked for Zendaya.
Okay.
And he went that far to get her.
Like, yeah.
I feel like maybe there's more to Hilda than like meets the eye or something. I don't know. But like, why did this kid get wrapped up in all this? Like, unless this one specific girl, like, I mean, other than that, she's one of the only NPCs we ran into in that town that's not imprisoned or in a phonotoid right now. But like, I'm just like, why?
There's so much mystery to unravel.
I know. I love it. But yeah, it's just one of the things that's been bugging me is I'm like, why Hilda again? That's the second time she's been targeted by a monster. And like,
look at Emma's face. Everyone's staring at her, making her comfortable.
Nothing. That's the point. We're getting nothing out of you. And I'm a little frustrated.
You look bored.
No, I'm not bored. I'm trying to be
neutral. I know. You're neutral. You're doing a very good job. You're much better at having a poker face than I am.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have a poker face at all.
Smile the whole time instead.
Oh, God.
That's why you're just Nick the bone picker. It's so worse.
That's Pax. She's channeling Pax.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That asshole.
Do you guys want to play?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. I have you guys on the EOS map right now. I'm going to zoom in. So first of all, okay. So what of these colored lines do we want to keep? What is still, can we get rid of the green? Wait, because it's, I want you to be able to use the map, and if you know what those things are, then Yes.
I think we could probably get rid of all of it.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that is.
That was us planning originally where we were going. Yeah, we can take those.
Yeah. Like the red was like me. Yeah, this was none of this is important.
I circled in green the things that we had already done.
We're smart enough to remember where we're going.
Right?
Where are we going? Is it labeled on the map where we're going? Or is Cyrene where we're going? I'm confused.
No, we're going
to the north. Was it Northwood? North?
Yeah, we're going I think I wrote it down. Here, right?
Yeah, Northwood is somewhere north up in the wood, hence the name. And so we're going that way.
But yes, this is the Northwood. So you guys are here in Wonder Trundle. So it won't actually take you that long to get to the Northwood. It's pretty close by. So my question for you guys is, what do you think your path is? Do you cross the river here? Do you try to cross the river later? Like what?
Can we roll survival to see what would be the best option?
That's a good idea.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to give it to Delalia because Delalia is like a ranger that it would probably be easiest to cross the river here
right
where you like are in a town that has like because you guys were in the river like or in the stream like playing and stuff in the last episode. So, whoa. So I think that sorry, something happened real quick and all of the things like were like transparent for a second and then they came back. Hmm. It would probably be easiest to cross here, like with where civilization is.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Okay, so we'll cross here and then we'll go north to the Northwood. And yeah. I'm feeling like, as a ranger, that there would be like a path, you know, that like a road between these two places. Like to me, that's sort of logical. I don't know if that's...
There is a river and people do use rivers for like transporting things. So... Yeah, there's probably a path that like goes along the river. Like, let's see here.
And I mean, well, we have Oglin, so Oglin could probably help us.
Right.
Except he's like a baby.
I know he whittle, but maybe he knows something.
Yeah. Where'd he go? He was here a second ago, wasn't he?
Oh, I forgot to put him on this page. Oglin, where are you?
I was wondering.
Come back to us, Oglin. Come back.
Let me make a copy of him and Hilda.
I can't believe there's the whole waste.
I love that we're like
we
right next to Highgard, and my dad is a frozen block of ice, and there's nothing I can do.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. But you know, once we plant the seed, then we can go to Highgard and save your grumpy daddy.
My dadsicle.
Yeah.
Your dadsicle.
Is he worth saving?
Yes.
Your ice pop. Ice papa.
that was uh-huh. You got it.
I earned that groan.
So for our listeners, I don't know, maybe it's been a month since they last heard from us. Maybe it's been longer, but for us, it hasn't been that long. For your characters, it's been even less time because just earlier this morning, your characters helped the soul, the spirit of Willoughby, find peace and leave this plane for the whatever is next with the deity Numair and the spirit of Myronita Dafisau. And then your party was able to take a bit of a much needed break. You were playing in the stream with each other. And after that, you were able to dry off. I also wanted to open it up. Before you guys left Wonder Trundle, was there any kind of upgrade you wanted to make to your outfits? I was thinking specifically of Felix because he did rip his pants, rip his cape all up. And yeah, like all. So I wanted to open that up to Rebecca. Is there a specific thing you have in mind for Felix or even Athea and Delaney, if you think there's something there you'd like to change?
Kind of figured that, especially after they went to, like after they defeated Myers and like all this stuff happened, and you know they went home. I'm pretty sure like Tinkua probably saw his outfit and like how fucked up it was at this point, and like she's like, okay, let me fix this for you, but there is no fixing it. So I'm assuming,
I like the idea that she makes him like a new like doublet vest thing and then patches up the cape and kind of puts a trim around it so he stops tearing it. And so it's a lot shorter now, but it's actually appropriately sized now.
What about his pants? Does he have new pants?
Oh, yeah. And he's just wearing some brown like leather breeches thing. Cool. Just kind of his usual thing that he used to wear back in the day.
Cool. Thea.
They're a little less puffy, but they're still good.
Yeah. Thea just wants to be covered in leather, and that's it. I think as long as... I mean, the leather pants. You like the leather pants. Maybe like a doublet or something, but it doesn't have to be like gaudy. It can be basically what she's wearing now. If it was leather, it would be dyed leather because she really likes that forest green.
I'm just going to say that I'm not sure if leather pants, if you can find leather pants in Wonder Trundle, but we can keep that on our to-do list is to find
our shopping list.
Leather
she
pants.
She just falls on her ass so often.
Yep. Because you are venturing to other places, so perhaps those other places will have leather pants.
And I do eventually want to get armor for Ramses, because after our last encounter that is not technically canon, but is canon, with our fight with the pizza delivery guys.
If anybody's listening and really confused right now, that was an episode that is a patron exclusive. So if you join our Patreon, you can hear the pizza delivery episode.
It's a hoot. We almost died. but I realized that I should probably get like some sort of goat armor for Ramsay so he's a little less squishy. So he's less likely to, you know, die. But I don't think we really have to, like, I don't think we have time for him to, like, commission that in Wonder Trundle because they need to go. So that's something that's on my shopping list of things to get. But I would love for us to also, like, get some healing potions because we don't have any because we drank all of that Cherny gave us, even though he said use them sparingly and we used them in 48 hours.
He needed them.
We don't know the meaning of the word moderation in this group.
Yeah, I would say you could definitely get some healing potions in town.
Sweet.
So do we each have an acorn?
Yes.
Magical acorn. Okay.
I hope this link works for you guys because this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. I like the look, but...
What?
What?
I put a link in to see if it works for you. What the fuck?
What?
What? Whoa. Huh.
That has to be Photoshopped, right?
It has to be.
Right? There's no way. Either that or those pants. She can't really be that skinny, can she?
Where are we talking?
No, that is the pants are ballooning. They probably have a lot of starch in them for the sake of the picture, which means that they're not going to hang that way on anybody who wears them, unless they are actually built like a Kardashian. But if you look at the sides, the way it's tapered and the way that it's belted together, it's just a very poofy pant with they're very similar to harem pants. So what about these pants? Mm-hmm. Is this Delilia's next?
Yeah, Delilia's wearing something like that, fashion? But not as Kardashian-y for sure. But a short sweater.
Yeah.
A short like light sweater.
Like it.
And then like an army boot. She wants to have some tactical options.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, then let's just do this. If that's what Delilia wants, let's say that you guys can find what you need in Wonder Trundle. But I'm trying because it's a town of gnomes. And so everything would be small.
Yeah, I could get that moving forward, like in the future.
Yeah, I think that might be something we could find in Northwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would probably more likely be in the Northwood.
We're going to get there, have a shopping montage.
It's gonna
Boba
be
tea.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's such a different town from all the other ones we've been to so far. I am like excited. I'm like, yes, I want to go shopping in this town. Like, I want to see the culture.
So, you guys, you party after Felix is able to get some new clothes from his mom. Your party, which consists of Delilia, Felix, Thea, Lorne the pseudo-dragon, Dashing the royal prince, now turned bunny, Ramsels the goat, and now Hilda, the, like, 12-year-old girl and Oglin, human girl, I should say, and Oglin, the an age unknown, very small orc gnome, are all headed north towards the North Wood. And it really doesn't take you that long to get there. It's actually not that far. After you get your healing potions, oh, which I should say are 50 gold each, by the way. So go ahead and probably a limit on how many on hand.
Awesome.
How many are you interested in buying?
At least 3 minimum.
But let's get... Lydia, I can't hear you.
4. Let's get 4. My brother is small and fragile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should have 4 just in case. Like, just in case someone...
You can get 4 healing potions.
Because we didn't ever put our prize money into our inventory that we got.
Yeah, Theo wants some of that money. Guys, so I was wondering, you know, this whole time I've sort of had to ask you guys for money because I've never really managed my own money because, you know, royalty. And I was wondering, could I have some
Are you wanting an allowance? Is that what this is?
No, I just...
Have you done your chores?
Never mind. I'll just...
No,
we're you teasing, have a right to some of this money, just like we
yes,
all do.
Yes, you earned it. We all did, but yes, you earned it. So let's see. That is 3 flawless purple gems at 500 gold each and 8 star rose quartz because we gave 1 to Zimmer.
Yes, we did.
Emma, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you not hear me?
Oh, no, I was singing.
He's making
the thing.
Fun of.
Yeah.
Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me?
Okay, so this is what the breakdown was. It was 3 flawless alexandrite, which were each 500 gold piece, so 500 per alexandrite, and then 9 star rose quartzes, which were 50 gold piece each. So the total for the whole bag was just under 2,000 gold.
Okay. That's what it is. Okay.
So then we should each get a flawless purple gem for 500 gold pieces each.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 8 of the other things now. So I think what we should do is 2, 2, 2. If we each take 2 of them and give 2 to Dashing as well.
Well, I was going to say, if you 2 want to split up the Star Wars quartz, because I'm pretty good on money right now. So, yeah, I have like about that equivalent right now in my pocket. So
really,
like, yeah.
Jesus. Okay. All right. So then
I think you guys are forgetting. Felix looted some bodies. So like, so he has like from Auxure and what's his butt and the other what's his butt, like, I don't
Erickson?
Know. Erickson. Thank you.
Meyer.
I've been. So, okay. Yeah.
So then I'm going to take this 700 gold pieces worth of stuff.
Okay, and I'll take whatever is
another 700.
Left.
And then Felix is taking a 500.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm taking how much? I'm taking 700.
Gold pieces.
Cool. Yeah. Cool, cool, cool.
So your dad didn't let you learn math either? This is wild.
I want to say that Thea is good at math, but Lydia is not good at math, so I feel like it's just a lot of work.
I'm like wondering where to put this in my inventory because we don't have a crystals button.
Unless you like want to trade them in at the local Wonder Trundle Bank for gold instead or something. That could be a thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I think I'm gonna do that.
I'm gonna trade in some of them.
Okay.
And I'm obviously gonna use some for just right now to purchase health potions. So I'm going to buy some health potions, 3 of them.
Okay. 3 for Delalia.
How much were the potions again?
Well, the potions here are 50 gold piece each.
Okay.
I'll give you 49. Because I a bulk discount.
No, it's just 50 each.
Oh, wait, hey, you're heroes, aren't you?
I was about to say, is a hero.
I'm local hero, Delalia. Whatever my last name is. So.
Of a Phonetoid.
Of a Phonetoid.
Do you have a last name?
I don't think so.
I'm concerned that you don't know this.
Yeah, I guess I don't. Did I? Now I'm going to look through all my shit because surely I gave myself a last name.
I don't know if you did. I don't know if you did.
I always
remember.
Forget to give my characters last names, but I wrote a whole thing. Why did I not do that?
Okay. You asked for 3 potions, right?
Yes.
Adventure?
I'm
sure,
asking.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take 3 as well.
So we've got 6. Oh, okay. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8 potions, please. If
yeah,
possible.
And he takes out an abacus and he's going to do the math.
I hope that's possible because I already changed the number and I don't remember what the original was.
All right. Yeah, no, that's all right. So normally I would charge you. Normally I would have charged y'all 400 gold pieces total. But, you know, seeing as you're the adventurers who saved our town, I'm going to go ahead and knock off 100 gold pieces. So you guys can do the math there.
I'd rather not.
All right.
We're just a team that is like
mathematically. You know what? Everybody else keep doing what you did, and I'll take the 100 off mine, and we just know that we all share money. Is that cool?
Thanks. Cool. So I'm down to 610 gold pieces.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. You've been adventuring a lot then, huh?
Here, I'm at 539.
He's handing out all these little potions that say potion of healing on them, and there's like a cute little like smiley face with a thumbs up next to it.
I love that.
Just about cleared me out there, but it looks like you guys will need it.
Oh,
yes. Very twee. Are you confident that this will work on healing? Like, we're wanting these to heal people.
Oh, no, yeah, they will. This is an old family recipe.
Why do they have smiling faces on them?
Well, that's called branding.
It's called marketing. We're big on it here.
Yeah. You know, I've got to try to stick out amongst the competition.
After all, I mean, in Wonder Trundle, you know, we do a lot of exports as well as our imports. And so, you know, certain specific gnomes and stuff, you know, they'll go out and sell our wares to other kingdoms and neighboring areas and stuff like that. And that's how we get gold coming in.
Oh, yeah. They love this stuff up in Cyrene.
I'd also like to buy a length of rope.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, yeah, right rope. Here. Rope. I'm out of rope. That's right.
Are you all going to want some rope then?
Yeah.
yes, please. Thank you.
Here's one for you, one for you, one for you.
And how much is that, dear sir?
Ah, that's a good question. Let me consult my big book of prices. it's just 1 gold piece per 50 feet.
Oh, yeah, I'll just take 150 feet's worth.
All same.
Right. Awesome. So I'll just take 3 more. I'll take 1 gold piece from each of you. Boop, boop, boop.
Do you have any really badass longbows?
Well, let me see.
They'll be gnome sized.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have any longbows. I mean.
How about a really badass?
Nothing badass.
Sword.
Let's see.
Because I have this one, and I show him my already just regular short sword. But I'm looking for something a little bit more personality.
Ooh, a little more personality.
My sword
never talks
to me and, like, tricks me into doing stuff.
But what now?
I mean, whatever it's capable of.
It's a bad joke. Bad joke. Just.
I mean, I just got, you know, some regular short swords here. Unfortunately, I do not have a magical talking short sword. You might, you know, want to go look and see if anything's stuck in a rock somewhere, pull it out or something. I don't know.
That's good. Do you have any legendary swords and rocks near here?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you've done your best. Thank you.
Ding, 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 ding.
You're welcome.
That
hey, thanks for
staying
with town.
Yeah, just leaves. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I'd also like to buy a wooden stick with rock candy on it.
Yes. I'll throw that in for free.
Well, thank you. That's very generous.
That's adorable.
Okay, let's get to those woods and get this thing out of your arm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go. I have a feeling that Myers wasn't the last of his kind.
Wait, is he dead?
Actually,
yes.
Can I get one of those rock candies too?
Oh, well, yeah, you're still here. You go. Hi, I'm all the way in here. I'll throw it at you.
Oh, do I have to roll for that?
If you want to.
It's for Auglin. It's just for Auglin. It's fine.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you see Hilda and Auglin are standing out by the door. They were actually looking at the candy.
Oh my God.
Aww. Hopefully.
I give them each a copper piece, and I am, because I'm like halfway through eating my candy with Lorne, and I'm like, ah.
Children. It's like that scene from Aladdin.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, no, they can just have it. They can just have it.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
Nice shopkeeper.
You guys can keep your copper pieces.
This is the best rock candy here on this side of the Stone Cold Mountain.
It is really good. Crunch, crunch,
crunch. Well, do you guys need anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, have we said all our goodbyes? Dashing, where are you?
Hey, I'm down here.
Oh, you want to get in the pack, or do you want to hop for a while?
You know, I think I'm going to hop for a while. I'm starting to feel like I'm gaining a little bit of weight, and I just want to, you know, keep in shape. Not that there's anything wrong with gaining weight. All bodies are valid and beautiful, but
yeah,
it's harder when I'm a bunny.
You look a lot more like food the chubbier you get, I will say that. Like, just for, since you're a bunny. Yeah.
Thea's eyes are huge.
I don't want any wolves, you know, looking at me like, oh, hey, he's a snack.
That looks delicious.
Nope. Well, I mean, I am a snack, but
total snack.
Not in that way.
You want to be an S-N-A-C-C, not an S-N-A-C-K. I got you, bro.
He gets it.
Yeah. Is that like elf spelling or something?
Like, you're looking
he's
a little
just gonna go,
T-H-I-C-C,
well...
like an S-N-A-C-C. Yeah, it's a thing from Ifoenidhoid. It's very, it's cool.
It's very elite.
Thea's gonna look at Dashing and go, I respect your choice to walk, but also if you get tired, know that you are welcome to tag along in the Bunny Bjorn.
We should get you a little
scooter.
You're
still strong and powerful.
Hey, thanks.
Or a wagon.
A scooter sounds cool. A wagon sounds like, like I'm like a kid in a wagon or something.
Right.
Oh.
We could get you a little Conestoga. That'd be fun.
A what?
What's got that? A what-a?
Let's, like a wagon train wagon.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's keep, you know, we got a lot of options, and I think we should keep brainstorming.
Yeah. All right, so.
Did we say our goodbyes?
Yes. You said your goodbyes in the last episode to all your, well, I mean, yes, we'll say for the sake of this, you were able to say your goodbyes to your friends and your family. Something I wanted to let you know is, so after you guys had your wonderful break in the river and you were playing and splashing and swimming and just kind of like stripping away a lot of the anxiety that had been hanging over your party, you did talk to Zimmer about the fact that she's been working on a water purifier for the river, and she says she did let you know that it's not like a permanent fix thing. Like, she's gonna work on it and try to keep it running the best she can, but she wanted to reiterate to you guys that the river's just gonna keep, it's gonna keep coming down from upstream, this goopy, smelly gook, if someone doesn't do anything about it. And her next project is actually, she's gonna try to like make little mini water purifiers for everyone in town so that they can just like basically like not have to boil their water.
I think Delalia, when hearing this news, feels a little bit like overwhelmed and is like snappy. She gets a little snappy at Zimmer. It's like, we're working on it. We get it. We know everything is bad. We're doing our best. Like, she feels pretty overwhelmed.
It's okay. It's fine, Zimmer. It's not like
no one's trying. It's not like no one's trying, okay?
We are trying, and Zimmer is just trying to help as best she can. She's not, you know, trying to step on anybody's toes. She's just letting you know that she's helping.
And obviously, Zimmer, we recognize that you're doing great, okay? In fact, if you want it done faster, come help, I guess, is my deal. Is where I'm at. That's where I'm at. And sort of stomps off.
No.
I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, I'm...
But, hey, you guys, have a good rest of your, you know, day, don't I?
Thanks, Zimmer. We appreciate your help, and Delalia is just having kind of a rough time right now. That wasn't.
Yeah, we just really need to get this. We need to get this out of her hand.
Yeah, I kind of gathered that. I would be surprised if she wasn't.
Yeah. Hey,
take care of Mom and Dad, and tell Mom I'll try and write more.
I'll tell her, but I know you won't.
Don't. That's fair.
Oh, hey, don't forget this little guy. And Zimmer extends out her hand, and from up inside her sleeve, Bayamon the weasel comes out.
Did they decide to do that?
He did. Can I put him, like, do I have, like, a little pocket in my cape that I could put him in that he can ride? Oh, no, he's going to ride in my hat. He's going to ride on my hat.
Still the only one without an animal
companion. It's big enough. He can fit.
He scuttles out of Zimmer's hand into your hand, up your arm, through your sleeve.
Ooh,
up,
okay.
Out your neck hole, crawls up your head into your hat.
That was an experience I'm going to have to get used to.
He's a weasel, right?
Yeah.
Yep, he's a weasel.
A lot smaller than a goat.
Oh, okay. No.
Ah, that's weird.
It looks like weasels can live like 6 to 15 years, depending on their breed. And goats live 15 to 18 years.
We had this conversation last time. We remember that Ramsay is an old goat.
Yeah.
He's an old man goat.
I'm worried
old
about
weasel
that
too. Oh my god, I'm going to end up burying my pets on this trip, aren't I?
No! Don't say that, Becca!
They're old!
What if they're magical?
No, this is a magical fantasy world.
They are
elves
endless,
can live to
eternal.
Be like freaking 800.
Yeah.
Or forever in Delilah's family.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
And dragons live a long time.
Zimmer leaves. She bids you farewell and leaves. All right. And then, yeah, and you were able to say all your goodbyes. You have the gear you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Delilah is slightly ahead of everyone, just so you know, Emma.
Yep.
By yourself.
Hey, okay, wait for us. All right, let's go.
So you guys head off. Your party is heading towards the North Wood. As you, ahead of the group, Delilah, are walking, probably, you know, not too far after you started, you get closer to the abandoned mines where your party fought with the Oni. The last time you saw it, it was exploding. And now that you're on the other side of the river, you're not, you know, super close to it. But as you're getting close to that, I think Delilah recognizes, like, oh, This was the spot where just like less than 24 hours ago, you guys went down into those depths. And as you're walking, would you agree that what do you think Delilah's mindset is? What's she thinking?
She's
about?
Embarrassed now, but now it's to the point where she's like, now I've made this choice, so I have to stick with it. So she's just stomping around ahead of everyone.
Stubborn grumpy?
Yeah, stubborn
yeah, can,
grumpy.
Can Felix talk to her? Like,
yeah, if you, I would say she doesn't like run away from you if you approach her.
No, but Felix has Auglin on Auglin's riding Ramsay, so Felix is going to run up ahead and try and catch up with her. Lily, are you okay? Slow down! Like you're gonna leave us in the dust. We don't all have long legs.
I know. I just think I need a minute. Sorry, I was rude to your sister. I know it's not her fault, and I know she wasn't saying we suck or anything.
Do you want to talk about it? Are you okay?
I don't know. I just feel like, what if we don't figure it out? What if we don't fix it? I feel like we're the only ones that can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Like, the stuff in Highgard, like, Thea's dad is just there, maybe not even alive. Like, we have no idea what's going on. Dashing is a bunny. The whole world is being poisoned. Sylvale's simply gone. One of the ancestral homes of my people. Everything is getting worse and worse and worse, and nothing's getting better. We probably didn't even kill that Oni. What is going... Like, what is the world's perilous situation? Why is it so bad? And then I'm probably just gonna like die from it and not win. Like, if I die and win, cool. But if I die and lose, very not cool. What if I'm not good enough to resolve this?
You are, Delilah. Like, and the thing, I mean, I think that's how we're all feeling. I mean, look at us. He like gestures back to this menagerie of people and animals. He's like, none of us are exactly the heroes that you read about in the books. Like, this is all really big. And yeah, it's scary, and I get that. But it seems like a lot of this has something to do with this Zendaya who's been hunting us down and sending assassins after you. And so
And us, it's like honestly, at this point, why? I guess, is she targeting me because she's trying to get rid of that goddess? Probably, right? Or is there more to it than this? Why is any of this happening to us in the first place? We're just normal people.
Well, most heroes come from normal nothingness.
Yeah.
The great legendary ones.
Yeah.
They were nobodies at first. It wasn't until they noticed something needed to be changed and they went out and did it, even though it scared them. And, you know, everything that's been happening lately, I think a lot of it might have something to do with the gods. Zendaya had something to do with the gods. She was almost married to one, and then she stole Regal's sword and was cast down, and these people worship Zendaya, so something is up with that. And maybe the gods are in just as much trouble as we are, and for some reason we're the only ones who can help them. And it all seems really big, but it's like the saying goes, how do you eat an elephant?
You let it rot, and then eventually it returns to the earth, and then eventually we'll eat something from the earth, so technically we're eating the elephant.
Okay, literal pants. The answer is with one bite at a time. We'll plant the seed in Northwood. We'll plant the seed, and then we can move on to helping Thea. And then we can move on to helping the gods. I mean, who knows what they need help with at this point, but, you know, Pax has reached out to us. New Mare has reached out to us.
What? And oh, with the dragonflies? Yeah. That was really special.
And that was very,
that what a
very gift, special.
You know? What a gift.
Well, and that was something I was wanting to talk to you about at breakfast, but we didn't really get a chance to.
Uh-huh.
So, New Mare visited me at night, like in my sleep.
Ooh.
Sort of a thing.
Really?
Thea's quite a ways behind you.
Oh, sorry.
Thea's not part of this conversation.
Sorry.
Hey, Thea, come here.
What?
Come here. We're talking about something you probably want to hear.
Okay. Hey, Dashin, can you watch the kids?
What? Yeah.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Just like make sure nothing jumps out and then tries to eat them.
Yeah. No, I got it.
Thanks, bro.
Oh, this poor bunny. He's getting winded.
She's going to
come. No, you can ride on Ramsay if you want. There's no shame in riding the goat.
Throw that acorn if you need to.
I'm good.
Anyway, Thea has now caught up.
Okay,
so...
Oh, just to catch you up, I'm feeling just, like, sorry and bad and stuff, okay?
Yeah, I kind of got that. But we love you.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, too.
And we're all going to see this through together.
What were you saying, Felix? Do you have something to tell us?
Oh, yes. So I meant to tell you guys at breakfast, but I had a very weird, interesting dream the other night. And New Mare visited me.
What?
Offered me a job, kind of. I don't know how else to phrase it. I am... it sounds really weird saying it out loud, but I am a champion of New Mare now.
Ooh, is that going to be bad for, like, you and Pax?
I don't know, and I'm honestly afraid to ask and find out.
I wonder what the relationship is.
But I feel like we're
going
like.
What does that mean?
Ooh, so are you going to die too?
You're the champion of the god of death and dreams and traveling and stuff?
They technically didn't say. Pax, he never technically asked if I wanted. Is Pax they?
Yeah.
Pax is he.
Pax is he. Okay.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Pax, he never technically asked me if I wanted to be a champion. He just gave me a sword.
He did
so,
hoist
like,
it on you, for sure.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I
hear you feel Silver Tongue go. From inside, it's shabbard?
Scabbard.
Scabbard.
Thank you.
So, I don't know what exactly is...
Don't look a gift patronage in the mouth.
Yeah,
that's what they say in my village.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means or what responsibilities that entails. But at least we know that we have a god, possibly another god, and also Kaldora on our side. So, you know, it's good omens.
My mom, I really think she's up there, guys. I mean, I don't want to be too hopeful, but I think she's with us somehow. If I could just figure out how to connect with her.
Mm-hmm.
Thea, I don't want to put a lot of pressure on you.
I know.
But it would be awesome if you could get a god.
I'm working on it. Okay. She's very aloof.
Well, like, what if you reach out to Rhaegal? Or, I know this.
Well, my mom.
Astraea?
Yeah, Diva. Astraea. My mom followed Astraea.
Diva's fun. Oh, Astraea. Yeah, that's a good option.
Have you ever tried praying to Astraea for guidance?
I meditated on the idea of Astraea once. But
okay, let's try doing that sometimes.
Okay.
But how also, about that's a great... Yeah, that's a great question, though. How exactly do you, like, reach out to a god to talk to them? Because I'm not particularly religious, which is why I feel like it's a bad idea for me to be given this job. But
I don't know. Delalia, you meditate, right?
Yeah. How do you, they don't exactly give you, like, a
playbook,
a whistle.
Yeah. I think definitely, like, practicing our meditation, focusing our energy toward the being that we care about. And mm-hmm. I mean, to be completely honest, I'm not much of a prayer either, but I don't think it should be just be on them to know to jump in and save us. Like, if we need something from them to help them, it's fair for us to be able to intend it that way, that in their direction, right?
Yeah.
So maybe when we rest tonight, we can all take a little bit of time to meditate together and work on that practice.
I'm not looking forward to talking to Pax. I just...
let's skip that one. Exhausting. I feel like we talked to Pax a lot. Let's move on from that one.
Yeah, I don't think anyone looks forward to talking.
Let's use a super sharp sword.
To Pax? The elven one would like to wield me. Perhaps I should leave you for her.
You think?
What?
Would end so poorly.
She is quite the fighter. For Felix? A wench. Surprise, I'm sexist. Never mind.
Felix, are you talking to your sword again?
Surprise. Are you talking to your pants or are you talking to your sword, buddy?
I'm talking to the sword. Why would I talk to my...
I know, that was like
I'm talking to the sword.
Pants.
I just like to imagine he's sort of bending over a little bit when he does it. Like,
well, I mean, he's looking over into the side and down, like on it. So, like, basically, he's looking at his like left hip, essentially.
Talking
he's looking
to your
at
sword,
the
sword, or is that the mouse in your pocket, buddy?
It's a weasel, and no, no, I'm talking to the sword. The sword is just being feisty. I think it's fine.
Hello, listeners. This is your DM, Emma Carter. I'd like to take a moment to thank you, the listeners, for pressing play. If you want to connect with us on social media, maybe say hi or give us a shout out, make sure to follow us at The Spell Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you share this podcast and tag us or hashtag The Spell Pod, I'll put your name on my NPC naming list. We're actually going to meet some characters very soon who are named after individuals who shared the podcast. So gently caress that share button if you too want to become a part of our fantastical Spellbound universe. I'd like to read a review of the podcast from Coley WJ. They write, Spellbound is a bewitchingly awesome podcast. Spellbound is one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. The storytelling is compelling and will draw you into the fantasy world. The actors do a beautiful job of bringing their characters to life. Spellbound makes you feel like you are a part of the adventure. I have never played D&D, but this podcast makes me want to start playing. Felix is my favorite. Thank you to Emma and all the actors for creating such a wonderful podcast.
Thank you so much, Collie WJ. I hope I'm saying your username right. That is such a sweet review. I hope you do get a chance to play D&D. These reviews really do mean a lot to us, and having good reviews can be the difference between other people listening to the podcast or not. So thank you again, Collie WJ. You're a rock star. All right, let's get back to our heroes. Is the Northwood, and how do we know once we get there where we're going to plant this thing? Like, what makes it a good spot?
Let's ask the kid. Hey, kid.
Oglin.
You guys stop and wait for them to catch up. And Oglin is still riding the goat. And Hilda says, what's up?
Oh, I was talking to Oglin. Hey, Oglin, what is your homeland like? Do you like it there?
Oglin is clutching his lute, which he had with him when he found him with the Oni, sitting on Ramsey, and his eyes are downcast. He has been completely quiet this entire journey. He seems pretty okay with Ramsey, but he hasn't spoken to anyone since you first met him, and when you ask him about this, Delania, he doesn't look at you, but he nods his head yes in response to your question.
All right, Oglin. Sounds good to me. Hey, we were thinking of planting a god seed there. Do you think it'd be a good place for that?
He shrugs his shoulders.
Thea has an idea. She's gonna say, "Hey, Oglin, I see your lute there. Do you sing?"
Oglin looks up at Princess Thea sheepishly just for a moment and then looks back down, and you see some hesitancy, and then he nods just like the tiniest little bit.
Could you sing us a song of your homeland and the most thriving part of it that you think would be a great place?
Mm-hmm.
To plant a big, beautiful tree for people to love and take care of.
Yeah, play us the music of, like, the most fecund place in the Northwood.
Whatn't? You guys are saying this, and the more you talk, like, you notice the redder Oglin's face gets. I never really described Oglin other than that he's small. Oglin has light green skin, and he's got little tusks. And I forget if I described his hair, but he's just got short, like, basic hair. I don't know. Rebecca will figure it out. He's got hair. It exists. But his face is getting, like, redder and redder, and you can see that his hands are starting to shake.
You know what? That's okay. You can sing to us later. I bet you have a beautiful voice. And she's gonna just drop that thread right there, because stage fright is a thing that she understands deeply.
Do you want to ride on my shoulders, Oglin?
He's just curling more and more into a ball because everybody's looking at him now.
I think we should look somewhere else. All
right, so let's hit the road.
Yeah, unless anyone wants to roll like a charisma check or something. Not charisma, but like something like a persuasion, or I don't know. What would you roll for comforting someone?
Intimidation.
Convincing them to perform. I think to convince them to perform, it'd probably be a persuasion, because we're trying to persuade him to do something.
Yeah. If someone wants to.
So. Oh, my God.
Jeez. Yeah, well, this isn't happening today.
Yeah, this is not happening. He's not singing today.
He's not singing right now. He's too shy. Yep.
I'm going to crouch down in front of him and, like, hold my back out to him, not looking at him, and say, "Jump on if you want to, buddy."
He looks at you, Delalia, but he's just too shy. He just he doesn't, it's, he, it almost looks like he is just like frozen where he is. Like, I don't know. I don't even know if he knows if he could get down from Ramsay right now.
Oh, he's on Ramsay.
Pretty much just clutching his loot and he's holding onto Ramsay with the other free hand, trying to be as invisible as possible.
Felix is just going to take Ramsay's reins and just start heading on up, just like, all right, well, let's just hit the road then. And they're just going to, he's just going to walk, just kind of, he's kind of getting him out of the crowd of people that he somehow ended up in and just kind of give him some air, give him some space.
As we're walking, Delilah is going to say, ooh, what about Talus? We forgot about Talus.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Right. Smart, that's the old one, right?
Smart daddy. Yeah. Smart daddy, brother.
I think I'm really going to go for the Astraea.
Are you going the Astraea angle?
Because the whole mom thing.
That's fair.
Necklace that's kind of Astraea-y.
Yeah. Hey, Dashing, what do you know about Rhaegal? Rhaegal. Oh, wait, did
you
we
look
ever
around
get that?
And you don't see Dashing.
Dashing, where are you?
Dashing? And Thea just starts to hyperventilate and she just like starts running back down the hill. Dashing, where are you? Dashing.
Come down there. I'm right here. And you see like over a little like hill, you see the little bunny just like two little paws like crawling.
Oh, he's so tired. Your Highness, you can ask for help.
I don't need help.
It's okay.
Hey, come here.
Need
I need
help.
To talk to you about something, man. Hop on.
I'll be right there.
I'm really sorry about this, but she's going to scruff him and hand him to Delilah.
I just put him on my shoulder. And as we walk, I'm going to just go straight into talking to him and not give him time to bitch about it. So, and I'm going to say, so what do you know about Rhaegal?
Rhaegal?
Yeah.
He's a god.
Yeah, he's pretty princely and stuff. So I figured maybe you'd have some insight.
Yeah, he's like, I think he's the oldest one. I remember that because I'm the older brother and he's the older brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, like the coolest god, I guess, like the firstborn. So he's like the most important.
Yeah. Why don't
I feel like that's debatable?
Think about him and try to see if you can like make contact with him, like pray and stuff.
Wait, what?
We're all trying to like talk to gods and stuff because it's been working out pretty well for us. So you feel up to that one? Or do you want to take Talus? I don't feel like you're a Talus guy.
Oh god, no, I'm not. Yeah. I would much rather talk to Rhaegal. Okay, yeah, I can pray.
Okay, you do that.
I can do that.
Wasn't Rhaegal the one that was engaged to Zendaya?
Yeah.
What?
So I wish we had like a library or something, like a book or something that like we could read up on him. Because maybe
Felix, what are you talking about? When did we learn that? How do we know? When did we learn he was engaged to Zendaya?
Back in a Phonatoid. Didn't I said that right? I thought I said that.
Did you?
I'm pretty sure I said that. I'm pretty sure he said that.
Is this
okay?
I'm pretty sure that I said that at some point.
Okay,
I literally
can't remember, so I'm using Dashing as a tool.
But I don't remember if Thea remembers it.
Okay, cool. I mean, I don't know this stuff, but if Felix says that's what happened, then that's what happened. Oh
thank
man.
You. Yeah. So like, apparently, Rhaegal was engaged to Zendaya, and then Pax tricked her because he didn't trust her, and he told her that if she took Rhaegal's sword, she would have like unlimited power or something like that. But like apparently you're not supposed to touch the
remember,
sword unless you're a specific person.
Dashing, were you not paying attention? That was when Waheya was telling us about Zendaya.
I guess I was not paying attention.
Yeah. No, that's what
I
it
do
was.
Know.
I wrote it
I
down.
Do know from I do know from when I was in the pageant that time. When I played Rhaegal, I do know that he did have a sword, and the sword was called Lionheart, I think. Yeah, it was like a badass sword, really, really cool, but it was lost or stolen or something.
What?
Yeah.
Huh. Because in the story with Zendaya, she took the sword, she stole it,
and then she must be the thief.
Maybe. And then she turned into like some sort of hag or something because it like cursed her. And then they cast her down into the fiery pits of
that plane. And I don't know religion. I don't know religion. Yeah.
Down under.
Down under. And no, that's where she is. And I don't know anything else, though, past that. But I wonder if we had, like gods have books, right? They have books written about them.
Don't we have a Bible?
That's what I'm trying to get to, Kelsey. Delilia has the Bible of Regal.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to not metagame it.
Okay, so I think Delilia is going to say, like, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of those wandering around people that hand out Bibles and stuff about, like, a books about gods and stuff, if you want to look at that. Is that what you want?
Yeah, actually, I mean, we could get as much help as we could, and if maybe... I mean, that's where I learned the story of Zendaya was from a book. And so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always just assumed these were bullshit. So here you go. And I
well, thank you. That's very fair. And so I guess while they're walking, Felix is going to read and try and see if he can glean any information. He's going to kind of skim it to see if he sees anything about that kind of lines up with the story from that book. Do I have to? What should I?
Yeah, let's see.
I'm probably the wrong person to be doing this, guys, by the way.
Oh, that makes it fun.
Felix is dumb.
Felix is not dumb. Don't talk about my friend that way.
It's not his strong point, though. Intelligence is not his strength.
Roll a straight up intelligence check, Felix, just to see if he's flipping through, like just to see like how much he latches onto. Or
14. It's a 14.
Okay. So it's a really dense book, but Felix, as you're flipping through, you see the name Regal mentioned like about 1,000 times. Like there's not a page that doesn't have Regal's name on it. As you're flipping through, you don't really see that many mention of the other deities' names. When you open the cover, I guess we'll call this the Book of Regal.
The Book of the Sun.
The Book of the Sun. There we go. The Book of the Sun.
The you Sun find Tome.
The Sun Tome. You see, it's called the Sun Tome. And it says in like on the cover page that it was printed in luminary.
Oh.
And yeah, tons of mentions of Regal. Very few mentions of the other gods. You see a lot of like, it's a lot of flowery metaphorical language. Mm-hmm. A lot of mentions of light and, you know, serving him and bringing light to the world. You do also see mention of a sword called Lionheart. And when you see that mentioned, you read a little bit and you are reading a passage that is about, it's a Bible, so I'm not going to say it's a legend, but a story in the Bible of the Sun Tome. A story in the Sun Tome about Lionheart and how it would present itself to a worthy hero on the mortal plane, and that the person to possess Lionheart would be the true king and the ruler of the realm.
Dang.
Oh, dashing.
That's what you get with a 14.
Dashing, that's you, man. Right? Like,
what?
You could yield this sword or whatever and be the true ruler of the realm or whatever. Like...
I am the true ruler of the realm.
No, but you won't be unless you find the sword, so figure it out.
Cool. I mean, is Highgarth the ruler of the realm? Because there's like Luminary and Serene, so...
It seems kind of we're the cool. ruler of our part of the realm.
Is this supposed to be like a King of Kings situation, or...
Oh, no. I mean, I wouldn't say no to a badass sword. Hell yeah.
I'm starting to see now why we didn't keep like any of these sort of tomes in our house. This is...
Sounds
very long.
Fantastical, yeah.
It's very exhausting to read this.
I mean...
My eyes need a break.
Well, something to look forward to. Dashing, that's your job, so you focus on that one.
Okay, yeah. I'll keep an eye out for the sword and try to pray to Regal.
Yeah, be like true.
Got it.
Be true of heart and stuff. Or whatever.
I'm true of heart.
Okay.
Man.
We can always be more true of heart. Like, no one's saying you're not, but like, more is more, you know?
Hey, true of heart, you know what proves that somebody is actually brave and true? Ask for help when you need it.
Ouch.
And being willing and able to give oral sex. to your partner, Batman. Have you guys heard about that?
Yes, I did. Sebastian won't shut up about it.
Wait, what?
So Batman was written to give oral sex to Catwoman in the animated series, the Harley Quinn series that's out. And the like keepers of Batman were like, no, he would not do that. And they're like, but what? And they're like, yeah, he's a hero. Heroes don't do stuff like that. So now it's like all over the internet. People are like,
oh no.
Yeah. People are just like, yeah, Batman doesn't go down. Okay, great. He is no longer cool anymore. But, but one of the writers of the comic book actually tweeted and said, I write for the Batman comic book. And yes, he fucking does.
Yeah.
Also, Bruce, maybe Batman doesn't, but I bet Bruce Wayne does. Yeah. Maybe he needs to take off the mask and feel like Bruce, his true self.
I feel like Bruce Wayne doesn't, but Batman does, because he's already get up in leather. You think he's not going to go down on a woman? Ooh. I don't think so.
Or like, then why is his mask cut just over in his face? Also, then somebody like put little arrows to the little bat ears and said, then why does he have these handles?
Yeah, why does he have handles if he don't do it?
Going into the bat cave.
Yes.
Dear Patrick, I have a new.
Do you own a Batman mask?
We're going to hell.
Can you find a Batman
Love
mask?
Love it.
As you guys are walking and having this conversation, Princess Thea, you've been hanging near the kids, and you notice that Hilda is carrying like a stick, and she, I guess, poking the ground as you guys walk along, and every now and then she'll like bring the stick up in the air and kind of hold it like a sword and swipe, and she's just been doing this for like the past like 45 minutes.
Oh, hey Hilda, yeah. How are you doing?
I guess I'm okay. I miss my family. Hey Princess, can you and your friends like teach me how to fight?
I
want to be able to help the next time something bad happens. I don't want to just be like, you know, hiding or running away.
Right now, the best thing that you can do to help us is to hide with Oglin and Dashing and make sure that the smaller ones of our party are protected. I'm sure we could teach you some self-defense, but I don't really want you charging into battle just yet. You are very brave and very strong, but you're also too important. And I want to get you back home safe. And I need your help to keep Oglin safe.
Roll persuasion, Princess Thea.
Yes!
With a dirty 20, Hilda is touched by your words. And you see as she's listening to you that she looks like she's about to interrupt and say something. And then her shoulders droop and her head hangs a little bit as she realizes you're right. And she just kind of pokes the ground with her stick and she says, I just don't want to feel useless, you know? I want to be able to help.
I do know. I felt useless for so, so long. And sometimes I still feel useless when we're in the middle of a battle because I am not very strong and I'm pretty easy to knock over. But I found my strength and it didn't lie where other people's strengths lie. And you also have time. You are not useless. You're very helpful. You helped us get out of that cave. You kept the other kids safe. That was so important. And you're going to do the same for Oglin. And I need you to keep up that bravery and that protective instinct. And being a hero isn't about necessarily starting fights. Sometimes it's about protecting people from fights.
And as you say that, Princess Thea, all three of you here.
Oh, shit.
As all three of you, all three of you here ahead of you, a scream.
I run toward it.
Run towards it, sword and shield drawn.
What challenges await our heroes just around the bend? We'll find out next time on Spellbound. A big thank you to our top-tier patrons, The Dude, The Parkers, Laura Carter, Julie Vaughn, Ryan Botwinick-Caruza, Sean-Pierre Ringgold, Kat Harker, Nick Price, and Wizard Lucas. Songs in this episode include Spellbound and Spellbound Part 2 by Vinsvept of Bandcamp.com. All other music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Until next time.
I know that that's not actually an action, but I just want you to know that they're out.
Can they be crab hands when you prepare them?
Just running.
Running sideways. That's dumb. I love it.